This Day in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome back to This Day in History Class, where we reveal a new piece of history every day. Today is May 24th, 2019. The day was May 24th, 1956. The first ever Eurovision Song Contest took place in Lugano, Switzerland. The contest was a talent competition, but it was also a bid to bring together the countries in the European Broadcasting Union, an alliance of public service media, through technology. In the wake of World War II, Europe had a lot of rebuilding to do. In February of 1950, the European Broadcasting Union, or EBU, was created. But it was difficult to organize international TV program exchanges. TV networks used different picture standards, and there were legal and financial concerns. But plans for an international newscast and television program exchange were brewing. In 1952, the first official program exchange both ways between London and Paris was made successfully. English journalist George Campy coined the term Eurovision. In a 1951 article, Campy said the following: Eurovision is a system of cooperation for the exchange of television programs between the countries of Western Europe, including Britain. And in 1954, EBU members organized a summer of European television exchanges known as the Lille Experiment, where links were established between eight countries via terrestrial transmitters. The television network Eurovision was born. After the television exchange proved successful, it was decided that there should be an annual event to promote television. So, in January of 1955, the EBU program committee meeting in Monte Carlo approved a European Song Contest and a Eurovision Cup for amateur variety artists called the Top Town Program. The latter idea did not gain any traction, but the song contest had support. On October 19, 1955, an EBU General Assembly meeting in the Corsini Palace in Rome approved the creation of a Grand Prix of European Song. The contest, inspired by the Italian Sanremo Music Festival, would be held in Lugano in spring of 1956. The director of the EBU Administrative Office created the rules for the contest, and the planning subgroup introduced amendments. The performance could not be any longer than 3.5 minutes, and the backing orchestra would be made up of 24 musicians. Rehearsals for the contest began on May 21, 1956, at the Teatro Corsal. Flowers were placed throughout the theater to add a little more interest to the visuals of the broadcast. In the beginning, the contest was known as the Eurovision Grand Prix. The first Eurovision Grand Prix was broadcast live on May 24, 1956, to 10 countries. The contestants were singers from 7 different countries: the Netherlands, Switzerland, Belgium, Germany, France, Luxembourg, and Italy. Austria, Denmark, and the United Kingdom were participants initially, but they were disqualified from entering the contest when they registered after the deadline. Each of the contestants performed 2 songs. A jury made of 2 delegates from each competing country awarded each song between 1 and 10 points. Swiss singer Lise Assia won the first Eurovision Song Contest with a song called Refrain. She did not get a physical award, as medals weren't introduced in the contest until later. During her encore, Lise Assia forgot some of the words to her song and improvised. The next year, the Eurovision Grand Prix was hosted in West Germany, and the rules were changed to 1 song per participant. Over the next several decades, the contest was staged in different countries, the voting system changed, and more rules changed for contestants. Notable winners of the Eurovision Song Contest include ABBA and Celine Dion. In 2018, winner of the inaugural Eurovision Song Contest, Lise Assia, died at age 94. I'm Eves Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. Keep up with us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at TDIHC Podcast. We'll see you here in the same place tomorrow.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.